prayer. Again, I'm looking at Mahabharata now, where Krishna is sitting there in King Uttanapada's, I think, royal court. And they're discussing Hastinapur and how Dhritarashtra wants his son Duryodhana as a king, but the throne, the others want Yudhishthira because he's the rightful one. And then Krishna sits there, and Balaram, of course, they quickly got seats there next to the king because, you know, they killed Krishna killed Kamsa. And this is all shown to us in a television series with actors, from a book, a story. And I'm thinking, yeah, makes perfect sense why Krishna, God, would just appear in this world. What's the use of this world? This is just a complete nonsense, unreal, messy place. But it is like a theater stage. It's a place where you can act out dramas of different kinds, and that's what Krishna likes to do also sometimes. So he steps into this. And yeah, part of the action. I mean, it's more fun that way. So here he is, and they're discussing how to do this, how to do that, and Krishna gives his advice. And of course, those who are, how to say, pious in their hearts, devotees of God and all that, going the daivic path in life, they of course listen to Krishna and they understand, Krishna is no ordinary person really. And some understand he's actually God who appeared. But that's not important. Krishna actually, I would guess, prefers that they don't know that. Because it's not so fun then. Here he is. You know, first he can be a coward boy. Play around there with his friends. And that's actually what he likes to. And then, let's go to Mathura and become a prince and then make Dwaraka and so on. And that's the way it goes. So Krishna that's his leela. And to me, it kind of gives, even after all these years, an insight of the meaningfulness of this world. It's not just a useless, meaningless place. It's like a theater stage, or again, a kind of role-playing game that we can enter into now and then and play out whatever role we want. And yes, if we play it a daivic way, it will give us good results and we'll be happy and all that. And if we don't, then well, something called we call hell awaiting us. Oops. Well, that has to be there, you know. I mean, if you're in a, if you're writing a drama or something, you, that's one of the basic principles, right? Conflict between the good and the bad, and choices and what they lead to, and so yeah, try and see the world that way.